Good afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Today is Friday, March 25th, 2022. The time is 1:35, and with me this afternoon is Senator Gray Jackson. Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah. And Senator Michicki, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Today we have essentially one topic. We've got governor's appointees to two boards, the Board of Massage Therapists and the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Before we get started, I wanted to thank Carrie, our recording secretary, and the LAO operator, Kelsey. Really appreciate you being here to make this meeting possible. And so with that, what we'll do is we will ask the appointees to state their name for the record and what board they're being appointed to. And also, it's really helpful to know if it's a reappointment or a new appointment and what seat it is. And then if you could share a background about yourself and why you're interested in serving, and then we will ask committee members if they have any questions. Then we'll open it up for public testimony, and we will be holding all of the appointments today just because we will move all of the board and commission appointees in at one time. So I don't want anyone to be concerned about that. We'll go ahead and hold them today, and then we'll make that motion so it's all happens on the Senate floor at one time. So wanted to mention that. So our first board that we're looking at is the Board of Massage Therapists, and Kelly Hsu, if you could introduce yourself to the committee and let us know a little bit about yourself and why you're interested in serving.
Well, my name is Kelly Hsu. I'm a new appointee to the massage board. I've been a licensed massage therapist since 2011, originally licensed in Washington State before moving up here. I've worked in a variety of different massage settings, such as massage clinics, chiropractic's office, and spas. I've been employed as a massage, as an employee, self-employed, and an independent contractor. I'd like to serve on the board. I want to help serve and protect the public and the therapist and to advance the career of massage therapy.
Great. Well, thank you so much for that introduction. And I just have a question about what you see or what you anticipate are the challenges that massage therapists are facing right now as we're coming out of COVID, or if there's any other issues that, you know, that you'd like to share with us.
Well, certainly coming out of COVID, you know, we certainly have lots of clients that are very eager to take their masks off, and massage therapists as well, because it is warm when we are doing that. But we still need to, because we are in such close contact with these people, we definitely need to protect them and us and make sure that that is indeed the safest route to go. I don't think we need to do that prematurely. And then, you know, as the whole career field, you know, it's somewhat new in the last 10 to 20 years that we're able to bill and be a billable service to massage and to insurance companies. And that is, I think, very, very much has grown the career. And that's something that we need to not take advantage of as massage therapists and make mistakes and be discredited by insurance companies by not doing things properly and with ethics.
Okay. Do other members have any questions for Kelly? Okay, well, Kelly, thank you very much for your willingness to serve on this board. We have several hundred boards in the state, and it really they really work just because individuals like yourself are willing to provide your time and your experience to help out the whole profession. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next, Amanda Nosich, who's also an appointee to the Board of Massage Therapists. And Amanda, if you can introduce yourself and provide some background on yourself and why you're interested in serving the board and whether it's a reappointment.
Hi, my name is Amanda Nosich. I have been a massage therapist licensed since 2003, originally in the state of Washington as well. I was part of the original team that stormed the Capitol and helped create the law that is in effect now, and I did sit on the board for a while. This is a new appointment, not a reappointment for me, though. Right now, I'm mostly interested in some of the challenges facing of applicants receiving their licenses in a timely fashion, as well as applicants having reciprocity from other states, and how we can streamline that process to ensure that people are able to work in the state of Alaska as massage therapists.
Great. And that's something, too, that I know that the committee has looked at, and we are actually looking at a bill right now that deals with that kind of situation in reciprocity. So I appreciate you bringing that up. And are there questions that committee members have? Senator Michicki?
No, I just have a comment that using the term storming the Capitol may not be as popular as it once was.
Thank you.
I have to admit, Senator Michicki, I was thinking the same thing, and then she said, to get this law on the books. So then she clarified that, so that's helpful. Well, Amanda, thank you very much for your willingness to serve, and we really appreciate you making yourself available to the committee today.
Thank you. I look forward to serving again.
Thank you. Next is the Board of Chiropractic Examiners, and Dr. Walter Campbell is the Alaskan that we will be hearing from this afternoon. So, Dr. Campbell, if you could introduce yourself to the committee and share your interest in serving on the board.
Absolutely, thank you. First of all, I'm humbled and honored to be considered again for service to the state of Alaska. My name is Dr. Walter Campbell. I'm a lifelong Alaskan. I had prior service on the board for 8 years in the 4 years preceding this. And what else can I tell you about myself? I'm a father of six, a Marine. Been practicing chiropractic for 17 years, and I love the state, and I'm happy to serve in any capacity that I can.
Okay. Do members have any questions for Dr. Campbell? Dr. Campbell, I appreciate you coming before the committee today. I think your board has come before this committee, and I think the extension of the board is now in Senate Finance, so we look forward to that legislation coming to the floor. And is there anything else that you want to add before we go to public comment?
No. If you guys have any questions for me, that's great. Like I said, I've got 8 years prior experience on the board, so if there are any questions pertaining to the board, I may be able to answer some of them, although it's been a few years since I've had any dealings with the current issues affecting the board.
Well, I guess I will ask about when there are investigations. It's my understanding that the board actually doesn't have anything really to do with that, that it's essentially the division that continues with
the – Yes, absolutely. The division handles it. Not only does the division handle it, but the division bills the board for its time. So the board's involvement is one board member serves as a liaison with investigations and then recuses themselves once the actual – investigation, should it progress to the point where the board needs to adjudicate, gets to that level, because at that point that particular board member has seen in essence too much to come to it, what's probably been argued as with a fresh mind on the matter. So one board member basically steps aside, deals with investigations, and then investigations, if it gets to that point, will present something to the rest of the board and they'll rule on it and adjudicate.
Thank you, and I am aware that, and I think the members are too, that the board really is in a hands-off in a position until they get some more details, and so the shorter board extension for your board is really for the protection of the public and also the division and the department. So I just want to say that, and I think we made that clear in our comments when we had that before.
Well, you know, I'd love to see that topic explored more, and if there's a time that you would want more testimony from people, I can tell you, when I served for 8 years on the Alaska board, part of that entails being intimately involved with the national board. So I had an opportunity to go down to Colorado and meet with board members from across the country with huge bodies of chiropractors that they deal with. And I can tell you this, from 8 years of being on that board, Alaska ranks probably number one in terms of fewest board complaints on their body. So whatever we've been doing a pretty good job, at least during the 8 years that I served.
And thank you, Dr. Campbell. I think it's not the complaint against the board that the audit looked at. It was an Alaskan complaining about filing a complaint about an actual chiropractor. So again, nothing to do with the board, but I appreciate I appreciate your willingness to serve, and we look forward to having your name moved out of committee. We're not actually doing that today, but we will at some point in the future. So thank you.
Thank you. As I said, I'm humbled and honored to be considered again. Thank you.
Thank you. So I will go ahead and open public testimony on the appointments of Kelly Hsu and Amanda Nosich for the Board of Massage Therapists, and also the appointment of Dr. Walter Campbell to the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Is there anyone online who wishes to testify on these three appointments? Okay, seeing none, and there's nobody here in Juneau wishing to testify, I will go ahead and close public testimony, and we will be forwarding the names for consideration by the full legislature at a future meeting. So with that, we are done with today's agenda. So that concludes our meeting. Our next meeting will be Monday, March 28th at 1:30. The committee will hear Senate Bill 234, Broadband, Office Grants Parity, and House Bill 111, Dental Hygienist Advanced Practice Permit. Senator Machicki?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I'm glad you said that. I've had a couple of folks that are up for being confirmed that were worried that we weren't moving things on. You've explained it several times. So we'll be having a joint session and toward the end of the month, and the names that you are holding are it's the last place they go before they go. So I wanted to reiterate that. You're explaining that we're going to do them all at once, but I'm not sure that a lot of people realize it's the last committee, that they're all going where they need to go. You're not holding anything up. And you've kind of explained it a couple times, but the public or new appointees don't always know how the process works.
So it's my understanding that the joint session will be April 13th. And the Senate Secretary will read all of the names that this committee has had together, and every appointee has one committee usually that they appear before. So with that, I think that's how we will be doing it, and I appreciate you bringing that up because we certainly don't want anyone to be worried or concerned. It is the process that the committees hear the applicants and ask questions and then move those names forward for the full body. So thank you, Senator Machicki. So with that, we are adjourned, and it is 1:50.